I always like to hear about the old timers. Never missed a chance to do so. You can't help but compare yourself against the old timers. Can't help but wonder how they'd have operated these times. There's this boy I sent to the electric chair at Huntsville here a while back. My arrest and my testimony. He killed a 14-year-old girl. Papers said it was a crime of passion, but he told me there wasn't any passion to it. Told me that he'd been planning to kill somebody for about as long as he could remember. Said if they turned him out, he'd do it again. Said he knew he was going to hell. Be there in about 15 minutes. I don't know what to make of that. I surely don't. The crime you see now, it's hard to even take its measure. It's not that I'm afraid of it. I always knew you had to be willing to die to even do this job. But I don't want to push my chips forward and go out and meet something I don't understand. A man would have to put his soul at hazard. You'd have to say, okay. I'll be part of this world.
Loretta tells me you're quitting. How come you're doing that?
I don't know. I feel overmatched. I always figured when I got older, God would sort of come into my life somehow. And he didn't. And I don't blame him. If I was him, I'd have the same opinion of me that he does.
You don't know what he thinks.
K-E-N-Y-A, plus 244, no me who stay.
KSM to MSA,
125, no me who stay.
KSM to MSA,
nime toka K-E-N-Y-A.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 1, 2. Let's do this, bro. Hello and welcome to yet another episode of the Televisheni Podcast. Karibuni sana. I'm joined today with a new guest.
Thank you for having me, Tony.
Thank you, Mse. Thank you. I always make the bad decision to come up every to consume something, to inebriate in some way. And I'm trying, bro. I'm trying to get back to... You know, kitambo I never used to... Like, I used to go into this sober completely. And to me, the prospect of doing that now is just ningumu. But I'm hoping to rudi hapo. Anyway... Again, thank you for agreeing to do this, bro, Tana.
Thank you for having me. Hata mimi, I've been interested in sharing my views with the world.
That's all it's about, bro. Niyo tu. Nilikuwa naambia John size, and now I'm addressing the audience. Ntakati part. Because if I could break the third wall.
Yeah.
Anyway, nilikuwa nakushow before to anze.
Oh, I was saying it's... Sometimes you should break your boundary. Like, don't say ati... You don't want to break the third wall. Amanini. That's how creativity is, like trying unusual and different things.
Yeah. Good point. I should be able to address both you and the listener. Yeah, yeah, true. Anyway, nilikuwa nasema before tuanze ku record, nilikuwa na kushow like I podcast yangu nasema is very multi-thematic. Tunaongea kuhusu different things, like complete different.
That's what I like about Ataku. Listen to your podcast. It's like watching. I was telling you about Explained and how it has different topics. It's not like one theme, but they also have like some like spin-offs, like Money Explained or Sex Explained, where it's just one topic, but they talk different about different things, but at with that one topic.
Nice. I'll look for it. Explained. Yeah. Yeah. So far it's like kind of like it's mostly philosophies like I would say like at least 40% philosophy, then 30% movies, then the remaining, what, 30% is like a mixture of all other things, bro. So anyway, as in, this is a special episode because I want to introduce a new theme that is of interest to me and is of very much of interest to you.
Okay.
Which is, I don't know if you know, is it a cosmology, that one?
That will be a general
physics.
Term,
I think yes. Physics is a better theme.
Yeah, because that's like the beginning of physics. It starts with the Big Bang. That's the beginning of everything, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the fundamental. Niliona Mseki Sema that, at as in, where chemistry, no, where as in biology yeah. begins, where chemistry ends, begins. And physics picks up where chemistry ends. Yeah, as in,
okay.
It's biology, then chemistry, then physics. On the schema fundamental, like meaning I explain.
Mm.
As in what discipline, as in, the manatee likuwazo teko sciences in high school, kusababu. But there's a hierarchy in terms of how village and I explain. Anyway, nimeanza kurambo, bro.
Okay, but I don't think that's the right order. But
what's the right order? What's the right order?
Physics, then chemistry, then biology.
Nilikuwa nimesema?
Biology, physics, chemistry. Because if you look like at how everything started, it started with the Big Bang,
mm-hmm.
with things to do with, like, it started with energy.
Mm-hmm.
Then the energy combined to be a particle.
Mm-hmm.
Then
mm-hmm.
the particles became these, okay, like those subatomic particles. Now they came together to make an atom.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it went like that. Atoms mm-hmm. became, okay, like the first element, like mm-hmm. was hydrogen, which, mm-hmm. Which became the sun,
mm-hmm.
the stars, mm-hmm. however people call it. But and then planets came through, then life came. So I think biology should be the last, cause life was like the last thing that the universe created, or like came from the Big Bang.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, I'm saying. You need usual pair dose, bro. Yeah, the sorts of things. Yeah, the sorts of topics.
But that's, yeah, that's like a, it's like a, just basis or a basic thing from where, yeah, we just start from. But that's like not the whole story. I've left out billions of information. Yeah.
But the biologist, Lazma explain, like the physicist, Lazma, he has to get, like after solving every question, because your biology, you then lead up to, you move on to chemistry, then
yeah.
physics. So in some sense, the physicist in your analyze your world, like at the level of code level.
Yeah. From, yeah, from the, like the smallest unit of anything.
Matter.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because actually, the smallest, it's energy. Because mm-hmm. that's how it started. It started as a big release of energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because of the whole violence of that event.
Of the Big Bang.
The energy just came together and formed those subatomic particles, and they came together to form particles. So on and so on. Yeah. It was, at that time, it was, yeah, so energetic. It's the most violent time in the universe. That was, you will never see that again, ever. We've never seen it, but the universe, yani, in short, will never experience such an amount of energy ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because from then,
mm-hmm.
from the Big Bang, now the universe is just expanding and expanding, and it will now expand to nothingness.
Niko na swali, bro. Entropy.
Mm-hmm.
Yon nene.
Entropy.
Yeah.
It means everything has an end. How do you say? Like, it means something. Yeah, everything has an end, in short. Even the universe has an end.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is immortal, in short.
Mm-hmm.
Itaisha, like how I was saying, it will itaisha na it will expand and expand and expand to nothingness. Yani, mm-hmm. The space will be so vast, the universe will be so black because there's now no light at all, at all, at all, because everything is so far away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because of just the Big Bang. The Big Bang like started from a central point, then exploded. And mm-hmm. that, quote-unquote, explosion still continues.
Mm-hmm.
So the universe is still expanding and expanding and expanding, and it will expand till there is nothing. Things will be so far away, yeah.
That hakuna, there'll be nothing. Hakuna, like... Would you,
It's actually so scary, because if you look at space, it's mm-hmm. dark, yes, mm-hmm. but it's not 100% dark, because there's still light from
mm-hmm.
other sources, stars, maybe the sun, or no, imagine no light at all, at all, at all. It will be so dark. It will be like a dark that you can't even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
a nothingness.
Well, that will be billions, trillions, gazillion years to come. So it's not something that any human should worry about. There will even be maybe other species. We won't be there that time. Or even maybe the world will be even far gone.
That time, so. Do you believe that our government is in possession of UAPs?
Absolutely, based on interviewing over 40 witnesses over 4 years.
And where?
I know the exact locations, and those locations were provided to the Inspector General.
Has any of the activity been aggressive, been hostile in your reports?
I know of multiple colleagues of mine that got physically injured. And the activity... And I gotta,
By UAPs or by people within the federal government?
Both.
If you were me, where would you look? Titles, programs, departments.
I'd be happy to give you that in a closed environment. I can tell you specifically. And I would say
newspapers out here. Yes. Washington Street. Anyway, also like what kind of links now?
Washington
credible Post. Washington Post, like credible science being done around the world.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way like that. Couldn't say call.
A reminder.
No. Let me start this as the official question.
Mm-hmm.
Credible threats, bro. Oh, by the way, yeah, can I it down? I pay you can get now.
Oh.
Is a peanut B sounds.
Yeah,
okay. So I pay you China lip. It's the best place.
Because
I'm going to impact there. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
You can answer my name.
Washington Post impact.
Let's start here, bro.
Uh-huh.
Naval pilots reporting visual sightings of Vito Hawaelewe Nene.
Okay.
I'm sure you've met this.
Yes,
you've summarized stories,
this,
bro.
This is an interesting topic. I like talking to people because people get the wrong idea, but continue.
And eventually, Papa Siangu is a quote to go now into not really the hard physics of it
mm-hmm.
or the mechanics of it. I want us to branch into the humanities side.
Okay.
Into what it means for us as a species. Na maswali kaizo, bro.
Okay.
Reports nasoma, bro. Zinaongelewa with like our kina Neil deGrasse Tyson
uh-huh.
about NASA officials wanasema we cannot explain hizi prompts tunapata kwa computer systems zetu zikituambia kuna mavitu zina fly huko nje electronic ni nini. We've accounted for everything. Na tujui hizi vitu nini. So I just give ndakupatia nini the rang will explain, say whether you've heard these reports and what you make of them.
I think I've heard of a few, but what I always say is there's an explanation for everything. Sometimes it's because we haven't yet found an explanation, and because we haven't found an explanation, this is what humans like to do is create stories and very elaborate stories. And these are topic for another day, but that's where religion came from, trying to explain things that can't be explained. And that's why the Catholic Church felt threatened by scientists when they were saying that the round is The earth is not flat, it's round, and the earth is not the center of the universe, it's the complete opposite.
My stories are,
yeah, because they were feeling threatened because now there are people bringing these explanations which have facts. So it feels like it will now destroy like the fabric of religion, because now people have the answers which religion tried to give, and people are realizing it's wrong. So
what do you make of the prospect that is kuna UFOs,
mm-hmm.
Objects out there flying that are unidentified?
Mm-hmm.
About the question, where do you stand on the question, I think in Itonga the Fermi paradox, the mm-hmm. question of aliens, Ifunje. Do they exist? Does it matter? No, yeah.
Okay. I have a lot of things to say about it. I will have to get into physics at some point.
Okay. Ease us in.
Okay, I'll start with UFOs. What does UFO stand for?
Unidentified flying object.
It means unidentified flying object. It simply means that. It doesn't mean unidentified alien object. Which also alien means just something that's out of this world or something that's not normal. It doesn't have to mean that it's an extraterrestrial life from somewhere else that's here. So UFOs is just an unidentified flying object. It's just simply that. It might be a military aircraft that they are testing and they don't want anyone to know, but coincidentally somehow someone found out. Or it might be anything. That's why I'm saying there has to be an explanation for something. There is a... can't remember the name of this show, but it used to come on Discovery talking about UFOs and trying to explain the UFO sightings. Some of them, most of them, they usually come with conclusions. Others, they didn't. Most of them, it's maybe because of a flare in the camera lens, or it simply could be anything. But I don't think it's aliens and aliens in the terms of extraterrestrial life forms, because first of all, it would be impossible for aliens to come here to Earth from wherever they would come from. The reason is, even if, like, let's say there are aliens at like the nearest star, Alpha Centauri. Like, you know, like most stars have a planetary system. And those are the planetary system. Like, there has to be like the right condition for like a planet to have life. So not all planetary systems have life. So let's just assume Alpha Centauri has a planetary system and one or two of the planets have life. But this is the problem with the universe. The universe is so vast and so big, it's even beyond human comprehension. We just know the numbers. Like Alpha Centauri is 4.3 light years away. To you, that might sound near, but it's quite far. And it's the nearest star from us, from our star.
Sun farther or closer? It's closer.
What do you mean?
Sun. See, sun.
The sun is a star. We just call it sun. It's just the but our sun also is a star.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So
Jacob, father.
Is
it father or less father than your Alpha Centauri?
What?
The sun. As in Ikukaribu. As in
Alpha Centauri is the closest star to our star. This sun here.
Oh, no,
yes.
No.
Okay, okay. Yes. Also to us, it's the same thing. But anyway, so Alpha Centauri is the nearest star to our star, the Sun. And it's 4.3 light years away. Light years means that it would take 4.3 years to get to our star if you are traveling at the speed of light. That's what light years means. In short, what it actually means is it would take light from Alpha Centauri 4.3 years to get to us. Because light travels at the speed of light, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it will take 4.3 years for light to get to Earth or to our star. So, yeah, that's what I was saying, it's impossible. First, that's a long time. Okay, four years or four and something months, it's not a lot, but this is the thing, it's impossible to anything, for any matter to travel at the speed of light. And this is why light, a particle has mass. And for if it attempts to travel at the speed of light or gets nearer and nearer to the speed of light, it gets heavier and heavier to the point it will reach infinite mass. And let's say it's just one atom of something, like let's say one atom of hydrogen, the lightest atom or the lightest thing in the universe. It will be, if you try and shoot it at the speed of light, it will become heavier and heavier till it reaches the infinite mass. So it will not move. And also it will take you infinite amount of energy to try and move that hydrogen atom just closer to the speed of light. So it's impossible. And you will also see it in that book that you gave me, that
A Brief History
of
Time.
A Brief
of
History
time.
Of Time
by Stephen Hawking.
It explains really well, and we are using this formula that we learned in physics. Force is equals to mass times acceleration, or this famous one by that was discovered by Einstein, is equals to mc squared. It's the same thing. So for acceleration, we are taking acceleration. So if we are trying to accelerate a certain particle, if you rearrange that formula so that we are starting with acceleration, now we are looking for how much force and mass that we need. So if we increase the acceleration, the mass will increase. And also, because the mass is increasing, the force also has to increase to push this thing to try and go at that acceleration or that speed. Yes. So if you calculate that and put the speed of light at that equation and put the mass of a certain particle, you'll see you'll need infinite amount of energy. Or if you are taking that infinite amount of energy, you'll also need infinite amount of the mass will be infinitely heavy,
which is why it's impossible for matter
aliens
to travel
at the speed of light.
The speed of light, which is why it's impossible
for aliens
to
come here. Yes, even if they came from the nearest solar system, from ours,
and how,
which will be from Alpha Centauri. It's even if what kind of technology the aliens have, you can't break the laws of physics. The laws of physics cannot allow any matter to travel at the speed of light. Light is special.
Interesting.
Light is a particle and also a wave.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it's a complicated thing. But it's hard to understand. But yeah, it's both a particle and it's a wave.
A particle and a wave.
That's why it's special. Mm-hmm. And light as a particle doesn't have any mass. That's why it's able to move at that speed, because it doesn't have any mass to drag it behind.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you assure me, is it sea aliens? See, or rather see yes. carbon or...
Yeah. Even if whatever knowledge they have, whatever technology that you can't...
We would have to detect them. ...the laws of
physics.
But what says that haziezi kuwa zinaishi hapa tu hivi Saturn ama Jupiter? Zimechill tu?
Let's take... Okay, Saturn and Jupiter. Mm-hmm. Saturn and Jupiter, they are both gas giants. That's why they are big. They are both gas planets.
Mm-hmm.
There's no surface for you to live on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how are you living with no floor? It's all a gas. And then plus,
mm-hmm.
Jupiter and Saturn, because of its size,
mm-hmm.
It has a lot of mass.
Mm-hmm.
And because of a lot of mass, it has a lot of gravity.
Mm-hmm.
So the gravity on those planets is immense. Like in Jupiter, it would feel like about 10 to 20 elephants on top of you. So you will definitely be crushed when you step into Jupiter and also Saturn.
But what if, bro? What mm-hmm. if? Actually, we're getting into the spookier
okay.
future theories about the future.
Okay.
Nilikuwa nauliza same way vimse. Why do we assume that kama kuna aliens,
uh-huh.
one,
uh-huh.
zina belong kwa radius intelligent yetu, intelligence uh-huh. yetu, meaning okay. that we can detect them, uh-huh. these are life forms like us, they are aliens.
Okay.
Why would we assume ourselves able to identify that they're here, that's one.
Mm-hmm.
And two,
mm-hmm.
what if they are in a form that is completely non-physical, or mm-hmm. that, in a form that does not necessarily adhere to the laws of physics.
Okay, if they are a form that doesn't follow the laws of physics, then they are not in this universe. In this universe, everything that's in here has to follow the laws that's in here. It's mm-hmm. like when you come to Kenya, you follow the laws that are in Kenya. If you go to Rwanda, you follow the laws that are in Rwanda. If you go to North Korea, you follow the laws that are there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. If you're in this universe, you follow the laws that I and you cannot not follow those
can't
laws.
Not follow. Mm-hmm.
So they will have now to come from another universe, and you that will even be more impossible, because if the nearest planetary system to us is that far away,
mm-hmm.
what about now the other universe? You don't even know if there is another universe. Well, that even doesn't matter, but it's too vast. The
mm-hmm.
universe is unbelievably vast. We can't comprehend it. Even if we try and imagine it, you just can't.
Let me poke at some more intuition, Zako. Is a cosmology.
And okay.
Can you just go on?
Mm-hmm. What was I saying? Something else.
Mm-hmm.
There's a formula to life.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we are able to go to like the Amazon and discover new life forms.
Mm-hmm.
Or to the deep seas, maybe Mariana Trench, and discover mm-hmm. another life form.
Because mm-hmm.
there's that formula. You know this thing is living and this thing is not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you can, even if you come from whichever planet, there's a formula for life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you can't say, maybe there are some other forms of life that you can't say no.
Mm-hmm. There is a criteria there's
that
formula, for it.
There is that criteria. So that we say this thing is alive, this thing is not.
So, this is interesting, bro. So, we kwako ukisikia stories watu wasia kiongea kuhusu extraterrestrial life forms, like aliens.
I just laugh.
You just, for you, it's an adventure. It's like watching Game of Thrones. It's
yeah.
a fantasy.
Yeah. I'm not saying that there are no extraterrestrial life forms.
Mm-hmm.
They are there. Maybe some in some planet, somewhere in this galaxy or other galaxies or what.
Mm-hmm.
But
we would have
they are so far
them.
Away, we mm-hmm. cannot go to them, or they cannot come to us. Yeah. Because if we try to, it will take us a long time. Maybe we might, if we build some crazy spaceships which move at crazy speeds, and we are willing to live on that ship for years, millennials and millennials and centuries and centuries. Mm-hmm. Yani, basically starting a new planet on a spaceship. Yeah, we can get there.
Come on, Wall-E. More like a Wall-E.
Yeah, yeah.
You've seen Wall-E?
Something like that.
But you look mostly also like eco.
Because the
eco.
About climate change.
Climate change, yeah. Yeah.
The world ended and they need to relocate somewhere else. Yeah.
Now everyone is obese. And I glide through these things. Anyway, so you want to ask, Lisa, do you think we are starting to see the beginning of that?
Starlink is something else.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos.
Privatizing space travel, like instead of like it being just the government's work, like NASA, it's
not
privatized. Like if you need to get a satellite to space, call up Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos. You don't have to call up NASA or this Russian, what it's called, or ESA. Or if you just want to travel to space, it's not at it for business purposes. So you just want to see how it is. Now you can.
Do you think unazalia? Kisho kwa hivyo utalia? No, we John unazalia.
No.
Minezalia pia.
Emotional, but
imagine kuna nini nozi vitu za Interstellar. Wewe. It's not a movie. It's not a set. It's not Matthew McConaughey. It's you and it's
but
real.
But astronauts say it's so different. It's it makes you feel how small you are once you see the world from space. And how you and it makes you see how vast and big the universe is and how insignificant you are. You mean nothing. So just stop worrying about life.
Came to the right place because on this show we like to say things.
Would you please just stop being so fucking pleasant? I'm sorry, but not everything needs to sound so goddamn clever or charming or likable all the time. Sometimes we need to just be able to say things to one another. We need to hear things. Look, let's establish once again that there is a huge comet headed towards Earth. And the reason we know that there is a comet is because we saw it. We saw it with our own eyes using a telescope. I mean, for God's sakes, we took a fucking picture of it. What other proof do we need? And if we can't all agree at the bare minimum that a giant comet the size of Mount Everest hurtling its way towards planet Earth is not a fucking good thing, then what the hell happened to us? I mean, my God, how do we even talk to each other? What have we done to ourselves? How do we fix it? We should have deflected this comet when we had the fucking chance, but we didn't do it. I mean, I don't know why we didn't do it. And now they're actually firing scientists like me for speaking out, for opposing them. And I'm sure many of the people out there aren't even going to listen to what I just said because they have their own political ideology. But I assure you, I am not on one side or the other. I'm just telling you the fucking truth.
I think this would be a good time to establish that Isherwell and the president have both said that there's benefits to be had.
Right, well, the president of the United States is fucking lying. Look, I'm just like all of you. I hope to God that this president knows what she's doing. I hope she's got us all taken care of. But the truth is, I think this whole administration has completely lost their fucking mind, and I think we're all gonna die!
And billions of dollars trying to go to Mars. Well, those billions and billions of dollars would have helped save this planet. You are spending billions and billions of dollars trying to leave this planet because it's ending. to go and to go live in a wasteland, mm-hmm. a planet that already ended, a planet that's not habitable for life. Why? Mm-hmm. While just spending that money preserving our own.
Do you think that should be legislated against? Would you go so far as to say?
I don't think so, because also space travel has created innovation for other technologies.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think it's good for our curiosity, knowing, wanting to know what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should first prioritize on other things than mm-hmm. other things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not saying it's bad, but I think we should get our priorities straight. First, fix our home.
Yeah.
Because it's... Yeah, there's another story about climate change, but...
Climate change, let's get
it. It's over, it's over, man.
Niniko, what's over?
Our planet, it's far gone.
What do you mean?
Like the time... just juicy.
Mm-hmm.
UN released a statement and said we are now... at a red flag, like we have passed the point of no return, meaning that whatever intervention we do, mm-hmm. the damage is done.
What damage? What are we looking at, bro? Nini tafanyika? Itakuwa ka 2012,
oceans cannot now become cooler. And the mm-hmm. bad thing is, okay, what scientists are saying or people are saying is,
mm-hmm.
Even if we did everything, we now stopped polluting and mm. whatever. We now stop polluting and we start recycling and all those things.
Mm.
The damage is done. It's already too late.
So paint for me a future and say, why should I be afraid? What do you mean red flag? Is imagine what I'm talking about, red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Point of no return. Nini ni nafaa kuogopa? Is it floods zitoke Mombasa?
Yes.
Zifike mpaka Nairobi?
Nini na like this thing, the sea levels
mm-hmm.
are rising
mm-hmm.
and they are going to rise. They are will continue rising and rising and rising.
Mm-hmm.
They will cover our coastal areas.
Mm-hmm.
and this is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Humans like staying at coastal places.
Mm-hmm.
So... yeah, those places, the sea levels will rise and rise
mm-hmm.
and they will swallow those places.
Mm-hmm.
Like somewhere like Mombasa will now be non-existent in like
in?
A few years, 30 years, let's say.
What?
Yeah.
In violent events like sudden tsunami, kama zile nasikianga in Asia, amani just slowly.
Slowly, slowly. But then there'll be those tsunamis
mm-hmm.
and hurricanes. There'll be more and more. Like you've seen, like this year alone, there've been so many forest fires. It's
mm-hmm.
it's alarming. It's not even a, it's that's even like that's a polite word I could use. It's
forest water in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Aje spark to
the heat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a I like calling it like a formula of disaster. Mm-hmm. It starts from somewhere. Like the grass and the leaves get like so dry because it's so hot
mm-hmm.
and then like in the morning mm-hmm. like when like dew forms
mm-hmm.
that sphere becomes mm-hmm. a lens and then that nice sunrise
mm-hmm.
Focuses the light through that lens of the dune
mm-hmm.
and then causes a fire, a forest fire.
Hmm, inaanzia tu hapo hivyo na magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Ish, natural magnifying glass, bro. Forest yoke inachomeka kutoka kwa hiyo.
Yeah.
Juu ya joto ya nyediwi me.
Yeah.
Sasa hiyo ingefanyika
if like we, if we did something kitambo sana. That's why the Paris Accord was done, was mm-hmm. created so that we do not get at this point of no return. But
and
we are now here.
We are here, bro.
People 150 something countries signed on your the Paris Accord mm-hmm. and no one did anything.
To do what? To not to use plastic papers? To
yeah, to like what they are planning is countries to go carbon neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you you take away carbon,
mm-hmm.
the amount of carbon that you are putting out into mm-hmm. the atmosphere. So in short, planting trees while you are polluting. But also to balance it out, you also have to reduce the amount of carbon that you are producing, because mm-hmm. you can't plant that many trees according to the amount of carbon that you are producing
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
if you're like a big corporation.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm. Floods, what else?
Yeah, there'll be floods, tsunamis, forest fires. Mm-hmm. Yani, weather will become worse and worse and worse and worse till mm-hmm. it will be inhabitable
mm-hmm.
to live here. And it will become hotter and hotter and hotter. There'll be heat waves, summers will be hotter, winters will be colder.
Mm-hmm. Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it will be a dangerous place.
But we're talking about centuries from now.
No.
What are we talking about?
That's what people think. That's why nothing has ever been okay. That's why people are not taking action, because mm-hmm. they think it's so far away, but it's here. I tell you, you are the people who will feel it are your children. That's when it will be super bad at the time. That's they are the ones who will suffer.
So you're saying one generation, maybe two from now.
One
generation.
Not to one.
Bro, that's what you say. You let me tilt it back.
Okay, let's go back to
let me tilt it
where
back
we
were.
Yeah, yeah.
Acha ne kureport kwa.
You see, I was saying I like talking so about so many topics.
Okay, bro, no, yeah. Not a problem. Not it's, that's how even though poor, because there's more to use. Ne mekampo kusnich kwa audience msee. Kuambia msee ne mekombe watch movie for more than a year now. Na unakata ku watch. I just wanted to say at the end of the movie,
mm-hmm.
at the point is in a spoiler too, because it's over now. You don't have to watch it. Let me just tell you what the end is.
Mm-hmm.
Anafika huko mwisho, and the villain says he's working for the future. The future wamemlipa, because they want to invert entropy time kila kitu imuvi nyuma. Because we refuse to. Here's the line kwa movie, anasema, their oceans rose, their rivers overflown, and so they had to turn back. The entire movie is about the future inverting entropy time.
Yeah, they have to go back in time.
So it's a CIA mission to stop. So it's the present fighting with the future.
Mm.
And everyone here is in the present, but Saito, the villain, is working for the future. So the same kind of abandon to make sure the future by the very thing they said a couple of minutes ago, which is that but it's centuries from now, not thinking that our century or to go in the century knew what we were to. So the same disregard we've shown them, they show us in the movie. And the movie leaves you thinking that makes sense.
Yes. Because right now you are showing a lot of disregard to your children.
My children's children.
Yeah.
So when I say we are talking tens of years, bro, dozens as in
yeah, just a few tens of years to come. Okay, we are seeing it now, but I tell you, it will get worse and worse and worse. At that time of your children now, it will be suffering now. It will be Game of Thrones, as the way you are saying it. It will be survival for the fittest.
Dystopian, like.
Yeah. And now it will, it will be like that thing.
Have you seen a movie?
It will be like The Rich, this movie, what is it?
Reminisce. How did you watch? 2012.
Not 2012. This other one, there's a space station where, like, rich people live and, like, the poor people live on Earth.
Snowpiercer?
No.
You may watch.
But, like, kind of those movies. It will be like that.
I'm with you.
Yeah, the rich people will be the ones who will be fine. They'll find somewhere else. They'll, I don't know, go to Mars or whatever.
Bro, I watched a movie recently, John, and it was Reminisce by the same creator, Mimic Westworld. And the entire movie, the rich people work on Asia in these elevated places because the world is magic. It's all water everywhere. Unatembea, like, on shallow ponds throughout the world.
That's exactly what it will be. Because the ice caps in Antarctica and the South Pole are melting.
And they are so huge, mbaka zitaanza ku spill.
You know, we didn't realize it because they were ice there. and now they are melting and adding to the volume of the ocean. And they are big, they are continent sizes, and not even width span. Also, they go down, deep, deep, deep down.
To the core?
Not really to the core, but
to
like the mantle.
Mantle, bro. Mantle, wasol kwa mesa
yojina.
Yeah. Mantle.
So it's a very huge block of ice. No, it's melting and adding to ocean. The volume of the ocean.
So, like, isn't it like, I'm sure a lot of his scientific data, the current status and what people are discovering is like national security level things and you have to do it also. So niambia kuhusu hizi Paris Accords. Mbona watu like unasema watu hakufanya kitu, what do you mean?
No one really did anything to try and get to that net zero. People are still polluting. People didn't really make an effort, and this is because of everything is because of the rich people. These people own corporations. Trying to reach net zero is expensive. Trying to reduce carbon emissions, you like have to like buy electric cars, you have to put filters on your like factories to filter out the carbon, you have to plant trees, you have to do so many things, you have to use renewable energy, which is expensive, and these corporations are all about maximum profit. Also, these other people, oil tycoons, they do not want all the oil to go to waste. And I tell you the reason is, most of the oil isn't even down there. The oil is up here.
What do you mean?
They mine the oil and keep it in reserves. Most of the oils are in reserves and they don't want it to go to waste. They use billions, trillions of dollars to mine. And then it's just sitting there. And then now imagine now being told now, no using oil.
It's meant to waste.
Yeah, and that's also profit you're not getting.
So this is in conflicts like between tycoons, between world owners.
The tycoons are the world owners, by the way. They control everyone. They sponsor politicians during their campaigns, so that they get what they want.
See. So, as in very soon, tunaanza kuona the dawn of, like, eco-totalitarianisms, like, countries which, like, I don't see it as being difficult to have that as an ideology, like, a country galvanizing around that as the main vision for the future. Because if unasema it's as serious as it is, then... As in, shouldn't we arrange society around that?
Should we arrange society?
Tunaanza kufunza baby class.
We should.
Tunaanza kufunza watu wa dunia yenu inaisha, bro.
We should.
To ingrain huko hivyo. We return back to that state of self-preservation.
We should. And I think that thing works. Like, I don't know. I want to use a certain example. Like, how we are taught HIV and AIDS. We've been taught since primary. High school, university. And that has helped significantly on reducing the number of infections. So I think if things like that, like climate change, if you are taught from primary to high school to university, you would have a totally different view on it. Because there are people who believe that climate change is a conspiracy, that it's not true.
These people, right-thinking people, like scientists with PhDs, I'm sure, who, as in people...
Like Donald Trump thinks it's a conspiracy. And he even wanted to leave the Paris Accord.
I heard that, nearly scared.
And anyway,
Anyway. Msee, on to, let's acha tuache kuwa dreary, bro. Dunia inaisha, but tuko hapa. For now, tuko hapa, msee.
But I think we should talk, it should be really be made a conversation so that people, like, get the immensity of the situation and stop thinking that
jokes. Amaiko mbali ugo. Unasema ati 30 years ni unasema. Unasema yes. One generation. I'll Google this, bro.
You should.
Do I think nikipata easy my evidence msini taacha kulita and taacha ku, I'll just turn into nakona vaa nguo moja kama Jaden Smith. Navaa one pair of clothing forever.
Yeah.
Nasitumi gari na cycle. Kinetic bicycles.
It's not, okay. It's not about making yourself suffer and I don't know, using... stop using plastic or whatever. It's just about
think
doing it smartly, like you're like reaching carbon neutral. Like it's not about taking not using carbon at all. It's mm-hmm. about taking away carbon as much as you're putting it out.
Taking away as much carbon as you do you think which you're saying I need to help you traffic
neutrals, yeah, won't help because
man, you should watch Tenet, bro. It's okay. It's all Nikusuya.
Anyway, let's move what you are saying.
Interesting. No, aliens. No, conversation yote imetoka kusu aliens. Kunonge kusu the possibility. As in, it's funny to me for you. As in, you don't ever. As in, for you ni. The fantasy. All right, let's move on to more like serious questions. Okay. Now that I'm sure you'll have to engage with, because okay. more now in the realm of what is indeed possible, bro. AI. Ubaku George Westworld. Who George
Reminis?
What I want people to know is that everything they're doing online is being watched, is being tracked, is being measured. Every single action you take is carefully monitored and recorded. Exactly what image you stop and look at, for how long you look at it. Oh yeah, seriously, for how long you look at it.
They know when people are lonely, they know when people are depressed, they know when people are looking at photos of your ex-romantic partners, they know what you're doing late at night, they know the entire thing. Whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, or what kind of neuroses you have, what your personality type is like.
They have more information about us than has ever been imagined in human history. It is unprecedented.
And so all of this data that we're just pouring out all the time is being fed into these systems that have almost no human supervision. And that are making better and better and better and better predictions about what we're going to do.
But yeah,
Unaona bro, vitu kina Armstrong wana bet nazo. Hizo algorithms bro. Easy Spotify bro, unaniambia ati nitumie Spotify kwa sababu itani recommendia better songs than I could have ever thought to look for. You're telling me that there is a me
In Spotify.
Better, a better me. Yenye mikuwa generated rather than born and lived. Nataka kusikia mse views zako za kusu the future and kusu whether the future, if you watch Dune.
Whether the future is
the
AI.
The future is, and not only that the future is AI, not for us, but that the Matrix style future model. Whether, bro, we are seeing the end of Homo sapiens, you say. To know that the end of Homo sapiens. Like then, now we are seeing the beginning of the end of one species and stepping into another species, which is like synthetic humans. Like, and whether you've thought about this, and anyway, Nyambia too, how you think about this issue. Kusu, the threat they pose to us and the possibility that they are going to be the new kind of us.
First of all, Koja.
Wait.
But anyway, okay. It's the story about AI is also a very hard question to answer because yes, it's the future, but also it will be damned to depend on AI, because like Google's future is all AI. Everything AI. AI is the future. Nothing else. AI and ML. Yes, AI is good. It's one of the, like, I think the best things that humans have ever come up with.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's also a recipe for disaster.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, like Age of Ultron.
So ilikuwa Jarvis. What was his background? Alikuwa Jarvis mwenye alikuwa corrupted, or
it was like Jarvis. Ultron corrupted Jarvis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they became. Wait, was it Ultron? Whatever. Ultron corrupted Jarvis.
Mm-hmm. Miss Al, I'll go back to.
But it won't be like that, that in our robots like rule the world and things like that, but I something like that, but I think there'll be so many things that will go wrong, like, yeah.
But how can you say it cannot be like that, bro, given what we know kuhusu, like, kuhusu what these things are capable of?
They're capable of very big things, and that's the problem. Like, also, like, if you've watched Black Mirror, also them talking about AI, like, you are talking about Spotify and how it recommends music for you, showing you how it knows you and whatever. It might create a mindset that now, Spotify might now create a mindset in you that, that. It will. It now controls you. Okay, no, sorry. It will be like it now controls you. Like, you can now not listen to music from like your own thought. You have to depend on like a certain software to tell you what you listen to.
This is
a
thing.
Or to tell you what you'll watch.
Are you here, bro? Just speak the truth, bro. Manza could depend on on Spotify. It can be a
true.
You've had this. You've experienced this.
Yes, like what? I not really, not in that, but yes, somehow, like, I like these days, if I'm listening to music, I like let's say a certain playlist, like let's say Get Turned, just put it on shuffle, it plays whatever it wants to play, or like as such, like, I feel like I want to listen to a certain kind of music, so I say like I search for like someone like, let's say Kanye West, and I want to listen to music like sounds like that. I just play one song and then like let it shuffle now different kind of songs that sound similar, and I won't now look for. Okay, like a simple example of how AI has influenced us like a lot, and it has made us like kind of dumb, because now we are not thinking for ourselves. A machine is thinking for us, auto-predict in the keyboard. Like now it's even teachers are noticing it. Spelling has become horrible in students because of autocorrect on keyboards. But anyway, which won't matter because that's where we are shifting to. Everyone doing assignments on Word or whatever, now not on papers. So, okay, to that I don't think it will really matter, but you get my point.
Bro.
But also, like, something else. If you've... there's this documentary about social media on Netflix. Can't remember the name. If I remember it, I'll tell you. But they were talking about also that thing about AI. Like, since you now depend, or like, let me use like an example about YouTube. Since you now depend on an AI to tell you what you'll watch, YouTube or Google will now be able to control how you think, because they are feeding you content on how they want you to think or look at how life is. Like, okay, they were giving an example like conspiracies. Like, you watch one conspiracy theory video on YouTube, that's all it will bring to you, and now you'll be so convinced about those conspiracies, it will just change It will change you as a person. Like these people who believe about vaccines and I don't know, you're being injected by a microchip and or you're being given poison and you'll die in like, I don't know, 2 years or what. You've heard of the many conspiracies that people have come up with, and that's why they're not taking the vaccine. And that has become now a huge problem in trying to control these virus. Yeah. Social media is a really big problem because you're being fed what they want you to see.
So how do you fight back, Kuzuya? How do you make sure how stuck kiakili off of what you're reading or what you're consuming?
Put away every device, I guess. That will be the only solution, because right now it has become so integrated in everything. You can't avoid it in what any piece of device or technology you use. Yeah. It's like this. It's called The Social Dilemma. That documentary, you should really watch it. It's very interesting. It talks about this story about Cambridge Analytica. You have heard of it. How they used it to, quote unquote, rig the election. Because this is what they did. Like how Trump hired them during his campaign for his elections. And what they did, they took people's data from Facebook. They quote unquote kind of hacked that data. Kind of hacked Facebook to get that data. So if like they go to like your profile, they get information about you and then also about your friends. So they know your personality. Like Facebook has so much information about you, it's they can pinpoint your personality to an exact point.
Yeah. Based off of the information you give them.
Yeah. You give them and how you use Facebook. They monitor everything of how you scroll, what kind of post excites you. They monitor like if you are looking at a post, they time how much time you are spending looking at that post to see how interested you are in that post or in that video. There was this story about Facebook using the camera while you're not even using the camera to take a picture. Like when you're looking at posts, the camera was on so that it looks at your reaction.
What?
About how you are reacting to certain posts. And they even put up some posts just to to see your reaction and like kind of now put build on your portfolio about your personality.
And then they sell this to who?
They sell it to advertisers, like companies who want to advertise. So that that's why advertisements these days are so accurate about what you need, because they know you. And how, they sell this data as like you, you have a number, an amount of points, like in your profile, Sasa. They say this and this has this number of points according to like your personality, Nini. It's a whole big thing.
Crazy, bro. Aye, at one time.
So anyway, I was saying Cambridge. They time. Even how you
Instagram,
how much time you yes, it's owned by Facebook. They do that.
That's indecent, bro.
But you agree to the terms and conditions, and you want to use this app. What you do? And that's the thing, you cannot, if you don't agree to the terms and conditions, you can't use the app. So you either agree and use it or don't, and you don't use it.
You agree to your own
demise.
Na wewe unatumianga na ujali?
Ujali kuzu. What they want to do. As in, it's...
at the end of the day, it's not affecting me physically. Yeah, so I'm not seeing the effect, so that's why I wouldn't mind it for now. Plus, it's that amount of data also they are getting. Yeah, it's good for like targeted ads so that you just don't get just any random ads. You just get what you want to see, or like or you just don't get random posts. You just get posts that you want to see because it's arranged by AI, because it knows your personality and you see what you want to see. So it's good. The data they're taking, it's good to build on AI and technology, but it's also bad because it's infringing on your privacy and blah,
but
blah,
you
blah.
Consented to it.
Yeah. But then the problem is you consented to it. So, and this is the thing. So they take that data from Facebook. They know your personality. They now know how to brainwash you to vote for this person, showing you certain posts, showing you certain campaigns, showing you that, like they would see, like they would know like a certain group of people are concerned about a certain topic. So then, Trump would, like let's say if you're concerned about what, like about the economy, now. Trump will now, they will gather, like, they will say, like, let's say, like, 10 million people are concerned about the economy. So then they would know, they would talk about that on their campaign. Because they know exactly who and who. And they know even the areas, like, this area is, like, this county is concerned about this. They would now know what to talk about when they get there. Yes. This is basically brainwashing.
So our politicians, they have on their payroll serious, like your intersection between IT and PR, or whatever that is, consultancy or whatever. Data, bro, data.
And it really costed a lot of money for Trump to have those people, because that kind of power is
needs money.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Crazy, bro. Msee, tumeanzia kwa tumeanzia kwa physics, bro.
Oh yeah.
Tulianzia kuhusu cosmos.
No. Went, I don't know. Climate change, then politics.
Climate change, then AI. Aliens first, then AI. Yeah. Then how politicians are using it against you. Msee, I hope we can do this again. That's an hour, bro. An hour and 4 minutes in. Thank you for agreeing to do this, bro. I'm a baller, CK. Wale wako ride na ma GK. Wale wako real, na wale wako fake. Wale wanna make, na wale wanna break. Wale wanna give, na wale wanna take. Proud queen from Kenya, hapo hakuna mistake. Nimetoka K-E-N-Y-A, K-E-N-Y-A. Nimetoka K-E-N-Y-A, K-E-N-Y-A. Plus 244, no me who stay. KSM to MSA. 125, no me who stay. KSM to MSA. Nimetoka K-E-N-Y-A, K-E-N-Y-A, nimetoka K-E-N-Y-A, K-E-N-Y-A, plus 244, no me who stay, KSM to MSA, 125, no me who stay, KSM to MSA.
God bless the squad, Tilo Tunji.